And at this point in time, we'd like to go down to Guatemala City. Omar Gutierrez, good morning.
Good morning, Bruce, and good morning, everybody in Omaha, Lincoln, Council Bluffs, Grand Island. God bless you all.
All right. So it's been quite a missionary trip for you, I understand. You want to give us a little wrap-up and some of your thoughts on what it's been like for you on this first mission trip to Guatemala?
Absolutely. It's a very intense experience, as any encounter with Christ is going to be. And that's really sort of my thought for this trip is coming down in solidarity. We can't have solidarity unless it's with and through Christ. And coming to meet the poor in Santa Eulalia with the disciples of the Good Shepherd, coming to meet them is come to meet Christ. And one thing that continually resonated with me throughout the journey of this mission here is the word trust. And fittingly, I think, in today's reading, the young David goes to confront Goliath. A great moment of trust with only 5 stones, no experience going up against a man larger than he, practically an impossible task. But he said no, the Lord has been with me, and so I trust him, and I shall go and do this practically impossible thing. Now, obviously, David wins and conquers his enemy. Our enemy is the selfishness of human sin, and we know that we'll never be fully conquered until Christ comes again. But we fight and we trust, and we give ourselves over to what God wants to do, to the will of God, and to seek that out in order to be able to bring Christ's reign here on earth. So this entire trip, this entire mission here to Guatemala and to the wonderful people here has really given me a great new perspective and appreciation for trust and simplicity of the poor and trust.
Right, and Omar, you really had a chance to meet the people of Guatemala one-on-one, obviously working a lot in the pharmacy and instructing and being with the host families. I mean, that had to be an incredible experience as well.
It really was. And one thing that we've often said a number of times in our reflections in the evenings is the faith of the people, despite their poverty and despite their medical issues and lack of education and the rest of it, they don't lose heart. They still have hope, and their hope is in Christ Jesus. I'll never forget that first family I stayed with was just kneeling down on the dirt floor of their home and listening to the head of the household, Mario, pray to God, pray to him for us, for the entire team, for the city of Santa Eulalia. Even going so far as to pray, it still touches me, to pray that should we fall into error, should we sin, he prayed that God have mercy on us. Even so caring for us was he, that he wanted to make sure our souls were taken care of and tended mercifully by God. And here's this man with almost nothing, and we're kneeling on his dirt floor. It's an incredible experience coming down here to Guatemala and meeting these fantastically faithful people.
Well, Omar, thanks very much for sharing. We appreciate it today, and I know your wife and your family are eagerly awaiting your return. Today is a travel day, so safe travels to you, and would you like to say hello to your wife and kids as well?
Yeah, I absolutely would. I'm coming home, babe. Coming home.
All right. Thanks so much, Omar, and God bless you, brother.
Thank you. You too, man. God bless you. Bye.
Okay.
Hi, we're going to have you talk to Father Damien Zerline, one of the founders of his team and pastor at St. Clumpkiel, who's just rushed out of his room to get to the phone. And that's right. And before he comes out, I just want to once again just ask everybody to say some special prayers as we travel back home, and in particular for Dr. McFloral, who had a little bit of an accident, but in her suffering, there's a lot of joy. How's that? And she's allowing us to love her up. So,
solidarity, baby.
Solidarity, baby. That's it. And I just want to thank everybody for all of the medicines, for the financial support, and everything else as we continue to serve the people in Guatemala who actually end up serving us in the end. But Here's Father Damien Zierlein, and he's going to hopefully share with you an experience that we had and about a remarkable man in Santiago yesterday afternoon.
All right.
Here's Father Damien.
Okay.
Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning. And good morning, Father. How are you?
I'm doing well these days. Thanks for all the prayers. Beautiful today.
Yeah, sounds like it's been a remarkable mission trip for everybody.
It's gone very, very well. Yeah, it's been an outstanding trip and a good experience for everyone. A lot of hearts were touched on both sides. So a good encounter between Christian brothers and sisters. So,
yeah, absolutely. And we also want to mention here before we begin our little discussion, I'm trying to pull up my notes here, that there will be another mission trip in the summer of this year.
Right.
Now, do you know the approximate dates on that?
Yeah, looking at somewhere, you know, it could change a day or two later in because of travel issues, but around from June 25th through July 5th
okay.
is the approximate date. Then we're looking at going to the village of Agua Catan, if people want to look it up on Google it, Agua Catan, which is about an hour and a half outside of Huehuetenango. It's a lot lower altitude than what we were at.
All right.
A little easier to get to.
Okay. Now, we want to let folks know, too, that if you've been listening to our reports and talking with the missionaries here over the last week, that there are a couple of more information nights coming up. There was one this past Sunday, the 17th. There will be another next Tuesday, January 26th. That'll be at 7 p.m. at St. Leo the Great, 1920 North 102nd Street. Again, that starts at 7 o'clock. And then Thursday at 7 p.m. at Father Damien's Parish, the pastor at St. Columbkill Parish. It'll be in the Steinhausen Center, 84th and Cornhusker. That's East 6th Street in Papillion. So again, if you can attend either of these sessions, email Susan Natz, who's been control central here for all the communications at Ishim. Susan Natz, N-A-A-T-Z, at creighton.edu. And they will get you the information. And if you have an interest in becoming a missionary to Guatemala, Huehuetenango, please attend those evenings. Again, Tuesday, January 26th, 7 p.m. at St. Leo the Great. And then Thursday, the 28th, 7 p.m. at St. Columbkill Parish. And Father, I wanted you to impart a story in Santiago where you took Omar and Chris and talked about a very remarkable person. Could you share that with us?
Sure. Priest from the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City in the mid-1970s, he's ordained in 1963, in the mid-1970s, offered to volunteer to do missionary work in Guatemala. The Civil War had been going on for at least 10 years, probably at that point, but he was a very loving, generous man. Actually, Stanley Rother is his name. And his relatives in Nebraska, and I know probably some people who are listening know of Stanley Rother and the request for his beatification process. Stanley went to work in the village of Santiago, which is the largest of the villages around Mecatitlan, and learned the native Mayan tongue, which I am just shocked. Wow. We tried up in our villages just to learn a few words, and we could not get the kind of deep back throat sounds, and they would just laugh at us each time as we tried to do it. Anyway, Stanley worked there, offering classes. They have a little Catholic school there. But during the period of the Civil War, to teach Mayan Indians to read and write was seen as a crime by the government. And maybe aiding the guerrillas because they might grow up to become guerrillas. So it was not permitted to teach the Mayans to read and write. And they put a lot of pressure on Father Rother to stop his work of caring for these Mayan Indians. But he loved them. He was responding to the call of Christ. And one night while he was in the sacristy, the military forces came in and murdered him there in the sacristy. What we did yesterday, we went to his heart and his blood are buried there in the church. His body, I believe, was returned to the Oklahoma City, the Archdiocese. And we went into the church, prayed there for a while, and then requested permission to enter into the back area, the rectory area. We've turned that little sacristy into a little chapel dedicated to Father Arthur. There's still blood on the floor from where he was shot by the military. And prayed there. It was very moving. His beatification process is going on. He gave his life to the people in that little village and was martyred for doing what Jesus asked us to do.
Wow. That's an
incredible story of his gift of life. And I think you probably, again, find stuff online about Father Stanley Rother. And I know that the diocese in Oklahoma City is working for his beatification process.
Right. Wow, that's remarkable. Well, Father, we want to thank you so much. I mean, it sounds like Mission Trip 8 has been absolutely incredible for everyone involved, and I'm sure that there will be a lot of sharing and a lot of tears of joy and everything else for the people there that you've encountered. And thank you so much for responding to God's call, too, in founding ISHEM and doing these mission trips year after year to Guatemala. And as we wrap up this morning, Father, could we ask you to impart a blessing upon us and our listeners here and the people in Guatemala as well?
I can do that. Today we ask the God of the beautiful, wonderful world we live in, the God who created us as brothers and sisters, to bless each other along the way, bless us on our knees, bless all who work for the good of building up this world and who truly live the call of the gospel, the call of the to live in solidarity with one another. Bless us in all of our efforts today throughout the world, especially those who are suffering so greatly in need. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you, Father Damien. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thanks, Bruce. Bye-bye.
All right, safe travels.